Hey guys, I'm actually speaking today. It's not an April Fool's. So like Sean said, my name is Mariah Hachowski, and I am a junior transfer here at York University. I am from Oregon, obviously, so that's like a long ways from York, Nebraska. A common question that I get is, how did you end up here at York? Well, a simple answer is because of softball, but a more complex answer would be because we're by the goodness of God. For the rest of this talk, I would like to go over the process in which it, I had to go through in order to get here at York. Oh. So during my senior year of high school, and here are some like photos of me signing, and my family in the back on the left photo. I committed to a junior college in more middle Northern California. I won't say the name of the college for many reasons, but however, it was a very competitive junior college. When I signed to the junior college, they were ranked number one in the state, and I don't know what they were ranked nationally, but very competitive program. The reason why I chose to go down the junior college route was because I was really uncertain about what I wanted to do with my future and what I wanted to major in and such. So that was like the best option for me, and I felt the most comfortable doing that. From the outside looking in, the school was very impressive. I mean, the softball program was really impressive, and the school had a very good education. It looked amazing. However, my experience at the school was much less than amazing. I'll not go into a whole lot of details, but what I will say is that myself and a lot of other athletes were mentally, emotionally, and verbally abused by the head softball coach there at my school that I went to. It was extremely unexpected for me because when I went to the school, I was really excited to play. Fortunately, the coach, the head coach of the program, does not coach there anymore. She got let go along with the athletic director at this college, and there's a whole investigation done. And so after my freshman year, the coach and athletic director were no longer at the school. At the end of my freshman year, I decided to leave the school, obviously, and I debated whether I wanted to play softball at all anymore. I walked in as a bright-eyed freshman, but then walked away from the school completely drained and defeated. But throughout my freshman year, I continued to pray for guidance, and I continue to pray for the team that I was currently on. I would pray for a team that would appreciate and, essentially love what I had to offer for the team. And it is hard to look back at what I went through, but and especially my trust in God was so weary then. However, the story does get better, guys. As I was about to hang up my cleats, I had an old teammate who I played with throughout high school, throughout travel ball, and so on. Cue Shyla. So, these are some great photos that I chose for this. But anyway, so Shyla messaged me after everything happened, and what happened at my freshman year of school was pretty known nationally, actually. Like, since it was a pretty big program, a lot of people knew about it in the softball community. So she messaged me and she was like, Mo, like, what are you gonna do? And I was like, well, I was planning on just quitting softball altogether. But so she didn't take no for an answer. I mean, she knew how much I loved softball, and she knew that deep down I wanted to continue to play. So she was like, okay, Mo, like, you should really come and join my college, or be a part of my college that I'm currently at. And I was like, no, like, it's not worth it. But anyway, so she convinced me to email the coach at that school. And his name is Coach John. He is, at first he was very hesitant since I, my freshman year coach was saying how bad of an athlete I was and horrible things that were not true. But John is known for taking on misfits, as you could say. So I went into the program, obviously, and I'll show you some pictures of our team last year. But anyway, as my sophomore year of college went on and the 2023-2024 softball season continued, the coaches, staff, friends, teammates were able to help me heal from what I went through my freshman year and also help me find the joy of the game again. I have this little quote here, and it says, "The Lord has shown me the deepest and darkest of places, but he has also shown me love. He sent me people to teach me, and he sent me people to heal me." The coaches at Siskiyou's and teammates helped me become a better athlete and a better person, and I'm forever grateful for that. I was able to become everything that my freshman year coaches believed that I could never achieve and things that I could never become. Everything that I was able to do, I honestly, it wasn't even me. Like, I could say that I did my part and I put in the work and all of this and that, but ultimately, I mean, it was all God. I mean, I wouldn't have the abilities that I do have today without him. And I think it'd be, you know, very wrong of me just to say, like, oh yeah, I brought myself to this point and this and that, but I would be none of this if it wasn't for God. God led me here to York with the help of everyone who has been in my life prior to coming here. I have this other quote. It says, "Sometimes God will destroy our plans when he sees that our plans are going to destroy us." I was planning to walk into my freshman year of school and accomplish all these things and be have a happy college experience, but obviously that wasn't in God's plan. And I was really defeated by that. But then I was blessed with this opportunity, and I was able to play at a school that was everything that I prayed for and more. Even when I was in my darkest times during my freshman year, he still was working. He heard my prayers, and man, did he answer them. The Lord reminded me to trust him and be patient. He showed me that good things come from hurt. That experience with my last 2 years of school before I transferring here, plus what he's done with me this year so far, has shown me that of what all the goodness of God is about.